Next on The Californians.
There's a breathtaking spot in this great land of ours where the mountains descend to the sea in more wondrous beauty than words can express. And my loved one did wait there for me.
They don't know you.
And now for news of our own West Coast, we take you to
Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles. You don't need that love. Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles. Los Angeles, I tell you. Thank you. KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, 504 here on the West Coast. Where are you? Where are you? Thank you for joining us always, though. I really appreciate you guys getting up early with us. And I love hearing from you guys on Twitter at @E_Espinosa and also on Instagram at Elizabeth Espinosa. It has been a really busy week, let me tell you. By the way, did you guys notice how windy it has been? I love the rain. It was nice. It was a little scary, by the way. I was in Ontario the other night, and I thought, wow, the Inland Empire really knows what rain's about. It felt like hurricane force winds, and there was, you know, hail out there. And, of course, the mudslides. That's a big danger here in Southern California because of all the wildfires and up north as well, of course. So I think that's the part that makes it really scary. And I know this week coming, mid part of the week here in Southern California, we're expecting another powerful storm. And so, once again, you're talking about evacuation centers being set up and people having to, you know, leave their homes again. And I know it's uncomfortable. I mean, I get it. Christmas is around the corner. You know, Hanukkah's here. And the last thing you want to do is leave your, you know, your home, especially if your home survived, you know, one of the fires. But it's really for your safety because it is incredible how overnight I noticed it's really scary when it's really dark and you can't see, you know, if debris flow comes down and just takes out your home. Now, we do have a really big show for you. We're going to see if we can get a very important Beverly Hills fashion designer, Paul Attu, and his partner, Patrick, to come on the show. They're actually in Jakarta. Yes, they are out in Malaysia on business. But we are going to have them on the show because guess what? I want you to be ready for the holidays. I do. And they are fashionistas, and they're going to help you with not just ladies with your, oh, it's my go-to little black dress, but gentlemen, I know that you've got a work party coming up that you're like, ugh, what do I wear? But they're going to really guide you and walk you in a very reasonable way. How to be prepared for that. And also, maybe you're going out to a fancy event like, I don't know, maybe the Long Beach engagement of Disney on Ice, Dare to Dream. We got a family four-pack. Yes, 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 to opening night of the Long Beach engagement of Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream. That's going to happen on Thursday, January 3rd, 7 p.m., Long Beach Arena. And we are going to be handing out tickets. Yeah, the first of three for the rest of the year. So we will be putting that phone number out pretty soon, and we will take the third call, 1-800-520-1KFI. But don't call just yet. We're going to do that at the end of the show, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, did you know the annual KFI Pastathon to benefit Katarina's Club is coming around the corner? By the way, I can't believe it's December. Did you guys realize that? It is December 1st. Well, 2nd now, sorry. Today's the 2nd. But Pastathon is happening this week. In fact, the 7th, so that would make it, that's on Friday. Friday, right? Yeah. Okay. So Pastathon is this Friday. Listen, for those of you who aren't aware and are like, Elizabeth, what are you talking about? Katarina's Club is a local charity. It's been started by the Anaheim White House owner, Chef Bruno Serrato. Do you remember him? You know how CNN does its local heroes? Well, he was on that show, and he got an award, and it was very emotional and beautiful. And here's why. Because Chef Bruno Serrato helps feed local motel kids. Yeah, kids living in a motel in Los Angeles and Orange County. So right now, Katarina's Club feeds an incredible 20,000 kids a week. They do it at 80 locations in 26 cities around Southern California. And, you know, you also may remember that the restaurant burned down and they rebuilt. I mean, it's just an incredible story, truthfully. And 100% of your donations. So if you come out, remember, 100% of your donations go to Katarina's Club. And again, it helps feed these motel kids in Los Angeles and also Orange counties. Helps those families get back on their feet into stable housing because that's what's so important. The program also helps teach kids the skills that they need to get a stable job, you know, once they get old enough. And last year, with your help, thank you, KFI listeners, because you guys are truly the best, all right? We raised, KFI, more than $460,000. Come on, that's it. Give me a round of applause there, Hector. Find a drop that gives you an applause. And 100,000 pounds of pasta and sauce. And guess what? We're aiming to beat that number this year. Mary-Kate, you're new to the family here. You better get ready to hang out at Katarina's Club and do the pasta-thon, okay? You ready for that?
That sounds amazing.
Isn't it? No, it really is. And in fact, to date, KFI's amazing listeners have donated more than $1.8 million and 340,000 pounds of pasta and sauce for Katarina's Club. So join us out at the KFI. It's hashtag KFI Pasta-thon on Friday, December 7th at the Christ Cathedral. It's beautiful. If you've ever been, by the way, just show up for that. I mean, it's gorgeous. We're going to be broadcasting live all day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. I know I am working at KTLA, but I'm going to see if I can swing by after work as well because it is such an incredible event and you don't want to miss it. So I really hope that we make it happen. Now, I do want to say, gosh, it's amazing how quickly time just evaporates. But we're going to talk about the first flu death in Los Angeles. Isn't that insanity? Like, so just be really mindful, especially with this wind. Make sure that you take your allergy meds because, by the way, allergies turn into sinus infections. Sinus infections can turn into like a really nasty flu, et cetera, and you don't want to, get there. We've got a story also about Payless. Who loves Payless? Raise your hand. What happens when Payless opens a luxury store, though, and you invite influencers? Oh, wait till I tell you that one. And an update on the swastikas on the Crenshaw Great Wall, you know, the Black Panthers up there. Apparently, someone decided to be funny to put up some swastikas. Ridiculous. And I also wanted to, I want to mention, the great loss we had this weekend. Of course, I think you all know who I'm talking about, but that is President Bush Sr. And I don't know if you've seen any of the posts on Instagram, but there was one post here. I'm going to try to find it right now. And it is from Michelle Obama. And it's just so beautiful. The fact that, she posted something. It's a picture of him in the wheelchair. And she's leaning over and gives him a hug and like a kiss on the cheek. It's just so sweet, so special. And she writes, as a public servant, father, and grandfather, President H.W. Bush was an extraordinary example for us all. His spirit of service and decency will be missed by many, including our family. I hope his memory will be a guiding light for our country and those around the world. Ugh. Just beautiful. And I love that he signed the Americans with Disabilities Act, really providing an opportunity for people with disabilities to work, to participate in society. I think a lot of people forget because they think of him as just the president who, presided over the end of the Cold War. But I think this is very, 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 very important and significant to bring up that he, especially for me as a person who is such an advocate for special needs individuals. I love that he signed that in the 90s. I think it was 92, if I'm correct. And we can't thank him enough because it has a lasting effect and it is helping a lot of people. All right. You're going to love this Payless story when we come back. So we're going to talk about that. And don't forget, we're going to do this giveaway with the tickets. And don't forget the KFI Pastathon. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Mary-Kate in the newsroom with the very latest.
We spent the late nights making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. Roll that backwood, babe, and play me close. Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, guys. KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, 520 AM. Boy, have you guys watched what's happening in France right now? I know we've all been talking a little bit about the G20 summit, right, in Argentina, in South America. G20 summit, in case you're like, what's that? It's that group of 20. The International Forum for Governments and Central Bank Governors from all kinds of countries, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, the European Union, right? To talk about policy, to the promotion of international financial stability and all that wonderful stuff. Well, amongst the, guests is the French president, Monsieur Macron,
the young guy, right? Married to the older woman, who I think he's really hot. I mean, that's just the way I describe him. Just saying, that's my very technical political science-y way of describing him. But no, he's the young guy, right? Like, I think he's like 37. And he's in Argentina. There's so much discussion happening with the family photo that they take, by the way, with the G20 group of leaders. And we'll get into that in a second, because you've got the Saudi crown prince there. Oh, be careful if you're a journalist. Stay away from him and don't ask hard questions. That's all I have to say. But I don't know if you guys have seen this, but listen to the chaos happening in France, in Paris. I mean, if you remember, this is like a tourist capital of the world. I was just there in August. And when you go to the Champs-Élysées, which is the Arc of Triomphe, right? It's a war memorial, by the way. You know, all the kinds of last names are there. In fact, I made a big deal about it when I came back and told you that my last name, Espinosa, exactly how we spell it with an S at the end, is one of the names inscribed in that memorial. And then Paris has declared a state of emergency because of insane riots where I think one person's in a coma as we speak, and dozens of police officers were hurt. And I believe it's something like over 433 people have been arrested. Listen to this. And they're chanting. They're called the Yellow Jackets. Ooh, you hear that? Tear gas. They were burning cars and setting fires all around this area, which is the most expensive part of Paris, I should have you know. So 133 people injured, over 400 arrested. And I guess these protesters are angry at the rising cost of living, right? Aren't we all? Man, but don't piss off the French. So it's like a grassroots movement. They're called Yellow Jackets. So they're Yellow Jacket activists. And the protests really started over a rise in the fuel tax. Does that sound familiar, by the way, with our little gas tax over here? But descended truthfully into this crazy violence, just sparked, I think, by a general sense of anger at the rises in cost of living in France. I mean, it really is difficult for folks, but it is the worst urban riot in years. They're saying like in a decade. And again, French President Emmanuel Macron will hold an emergency meeting. He announced that from Paris. He's one to not give in to protesters, but he's got to do something. They got to have an emergency meeting on security with the prime minister and the interior minister. And he says that, you know, he vows to, you know, hold responsible those who have been, you know, very violent. But it's crazy. And I mean, if you look at the cleanup, again, there's graffiti. They broke windows all along that, you know, the Arc de Triomphe, which is, again, a very touristy. It would be like saying, you know, what would it be for us here? It would be like going crazy and defacing. It's not as expensive there, but let's say, you know, the Chinese theater and like all that strip of Hollywood, like what that's where every tourist goes to. And, you know, the French have a lot of pride. So I think for them, it's got to be hard to be like, oh, my God, we don't look like we're civil. We look like we're just a bunch of punks. Oh, my God, this is terrible for us. I mean, I'm not making fun of you, but I'm being real. Like, you guys have a real sense of pride. I lived in Paris. I know. So whereas here in L.A., we're like, yeah, another riot, another day. That's right. Another murder. What are we going to do? That's just tough. Times are tough. You know what I mean? We have a little more of that edge. Now, by the way, speaking of being edgy and not really caring what other people think about you, what about that Saudi prince? Man, that guy's a piece of work. He's a piece of mess beyond belief. I don't like him, clearly. I'm a journalist. Yeah, I don't think he likes me either. And I don't want to be anywhere near him, because if I said something wrong or even questioned him, God help me, he'd probably come after me and have me killed. So remember, the CIA came out with a report, right, that the CIA believes he is the one who ordered the kill on the journalist Khashoggi. And so what I love is that, you know, everyone's upset at, of course, President Trump in Argentina. He's always going to bring out demonstrators. I mean, this is even, you know, regardless. I mean, every American president gets a good number of signs protesting him. Of course, President Trump is a little unique. I think he's getting more signs than previous presidents. But down in Argentina, so protesters have come out, the demonstrations with signs and everything. And apparently there's a big one that says, we don't want the prince here because of the assassination of the journalists and because of what Saudis are doing in Yemen, because of all this death. So I thought that was interesting that for the first time it was like, hey, we're going to share the spotlight here, President Trump. The Saudi crown prince, you know, is also getting a lot of heat, and people don't want him there in Buenos Aires, understandably, I'll tell you that. I do want to also go back to, oh, wait, this is a story that we're going to tell you guys about. We have a little time. Let's do it. Payless. Do we have any audio on that, Hector? Okay. So Did you guys hear about this story? This is fantastic. So Payless, yeah, the shoe store, they opened up a luxury store in Los Angeles. Did you guys hear about it? Oh, my God. It's amazing. It's called Palessi. Palessi. And so they invited a bunch of YouTube influencers, I should say. And they invited these influencers, and they had all these beautiful shoes. So, like, the layout of the store was like if you're walking into a Chanel store, right? And they invited these influencers and said, you know, we're going to, you know, show off these. It's a private launch of the party of this new luxury brand of shoes. And it's Palessi, designed by Italian designer Bruno Palessi, right? Sounds fancy. So, of course, they sit down, and this is all videotaped. And these influencers are like, man, this is amazing. This is a great shoe. I'd pay $400. Oh, I'd totally pay $600 for the show. Where'd you get those? As they try on these pairs of shoes, one of them like a bright gold sneaker with leopard print. the woman was actually not buying a Palessi because there's no such brand. And by the way, Bruno Palessi doesn't exist. This was the shoe designer, Payless Shoe Stores. Does it sound fancier? Payless Shoe Stores, yeah. The discount shoe retailer, right? So it was an incredible PR stunt, a big prank. And they're basically trying to prove their point that, you know something, it's all about perception, and it's so true. Like, I just actually did buy a name brand handbag, and I thought to myself, you know what? What's the point of that? But I got it on sale, so there's that. But in some instances, I do think that, you know, quality matters, but I do think there's so much to be said about just following influencers and people who say, like, this is the best brand because they have a beautiful star and the way it's presented. Why did I turn into President Trump there? I don't know. But it's interesting to me that that's why I don't follow. You know, if someone says, oh, this is like the best brand, you need to follow this. It's like, no, you should try it out for yourself. And just because it's packaged in a beautiful store or it comes from somewhere doesn't mean it's the most comfortable shoe or that you should buy it. Mary Kate, would you have fallen for the Palessi joke?
Totally. I am. I fall for the labels. I'm like, oh, I got to get what's in.
You're a sucker. Sucker. No, I was like, Palessi. But that is very funny. Oh, my God. I wish I would have been there. I'd have been like, ooh, look at that. You're so smart. So you think you are, Mr. Miss Influencers. Like, but it also goes to show, like, what do they really know about understanding and identifying the quality of a product? Because they have the Payless shoe in front of them, and yet we're saying, I'm willing to pay this. This is great, and recommend it to, you know, the viewer. So that's why whenever you go online, be mindful. These are human beings, and you should probably just check it out for your own self, okay? Espinosa tip number one. We have many more coming up. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. I'm going to Payless, man. Or Palessi. Mary Kate, take it easy. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. What a busy week it has been. Stephanie Burkhart, thank you for hitting me up on Twitter at @E_Espinosa. Elizabeth, are you going to Passathon? By the way, good morning. Well, good morning to you, Stephanie. Yes, I'm hoping to be there if everything turns out for me. Friday, December 7th. Don't forget, we got the big Katarina's Club Passathon. We're broadcasting live all day. That's right, baby. 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. So you can be there all day and enjoy and meet everybody. Bill Handel, Gary and Shannon, you know, John and Ken, of course, Conway. So the whole team and everybody else, of course, who makes up the team here at KFI, because we're a big, 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 big family, I tell you. Also, let's see. Andy, good morning to you. Anthony, happy December. Isn't it hard to believe it's already December 1st? Second. Now it's the second. I'm stuck on first, clearly. But well, anyway, so much happening in politics. I mean, we all know that the more, what do they call it, the socialist-leaning government of Mexico, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has been sworn into office. That happened yesterday. And that was a little awkward having, you know, he had the Ivanka children there with him. Apparently Ivanka and Jared and some other of the Trump family, Vice President Pence, I believe, was there. And I say that's a little awkward only because we know, you know, about the tension at the border. And I should tell you, we haven't talked since last Sunday. As you know, I'm with you on every Sunday. So last Sunday, I was, you know, I thought I knew I was going to do a double, like working here in the morning and then work at night. But I had no idea I had to go to the border for that. And so it was a very long day, to say the least. But I'm not complaining because, you know, whether or not you agree, it's not even about agreeing, actually. Let me pick a better word. Even if you have such strong feelings against these migrants, these political asylum seekers that are at the border, because you feel it's so, just how dare you be so audacious and bold and come to our border and try to seek asylum? Just go back to your country and figure it out. It doesn't matter where you stand in that. I think that we've got to like peel this story and this situation back. And we have to look at it first as human beings and figure out, wait a second, obviously there's a problem. And here's the deal. I am training. By the way, producer Brent, can you come in for a second? Our guest that's coming up at 5:50 is on the phone right now. Call me. I did tell him to call me and I forgot, but I thought you'd be in here with me. So Georgiana is calling right now. We're going to have this incredible woman who is a special needs attorney, and she's going to talk about this huge event happening this week. So we'll get to that in the calendar section. But back to this whole situation with at the border. I was at the border on Sunday, and then I went back on Monday to follow the situation with the alleged rush towards the border, because that's the way the story came out initially. And I just want to clarify, because, you know, there's not a lot of time. There really aren't a lot of opportunities where, as a reporter, or even as a talk radio host, you have an opportunity to have firsthand knowledge and say, even though all the reports came out initially as these people were rushing the border, once you get down there and you talk to people that were actually in the mix, that were on the Mexican side, that were with the Central American caravan, you realize, wait a second, this came out wrong. That's not what happened. So here's what my understanding as to what really went down, because there is no such thing as the invasion, okay? What happened was there was a big rally on the San Diego side to promote everything that was. Can you please tell producer Brent, is he in there? Come in. I need you to pick this up. Seriously, this phone won't stop ringing. So it was interesting that these folks had a big rally, and it was peaceful, right? But it was pretty large in size. Well, on the Mexican side, you had all the Central Americans deciding to just walk, and they decided, well, you know, we're going to walk on our side, and just, it was a smaller group, but they wanted to show their support and almost like a thank you for having a protest in our name, you know, to try to help us. And here's what they're trying to help with. They're upset that they're saying the processing of their political asylum applications per se is going very slow. It's only like 40 people a day instead of what they had promised of something like in the 100 mark. So relief workers are also complaining about this. But instead of saying, let's figure out and let's get more, border customs and protection individuals, agents to come and process these applicants at the border, we've now brought in more troops. So that's because of that whole melee that happened last Sunday, right? But it's like, okay, hold on, let's get to the root of the problem and let's really be practical, right? But here's what I learned. I learned from people that were on the Mexican side that there were some agitators, and there's skepticism if these agitators were actually legitimately part of the caravan, if they were legitimately even any type of migrant, if you know where I'm going with this. And they started throwing rocks, and they're the ones who started this, you know, whole melee. And then at that point, when people start rushing and running, they're like, why am I going to run back to the shelter? At that point, people just decided to run to the border. And the reason why people, because I keep getting this question, my God, online, I feel like, guys, have a statement about this. Have a comment. Have an opinion. You're entitled to your opinion. But at least have the right information before you formulate your thoughts about something. Understand the law. Because people keep saying, why don't these people just stay in their country and apply for political asylum and get a traveling visa like other people do? Well, one, there is no line. There is, the immigration system is broken. It's a lottery system for Latin America. And for these countries in particular, because they're in such dire need, because they're really, you know, war-torn and poverty-stricken, they actually hand out a very few number of tourist visas. Remember, that's what most of the other more first world type countries, right? Immigrants from Canada, immigrants from the European Union, they come over here and they overstay their visa. That's how that happens, see? So they can be a little more civil about it. They don't have to walk. And they're also not, you know, except for Canada, but they're, you know, a land adjacent. But, you know, say Europeans or folks with a lot of money from, like, you know, the Middle East or India, which is Asia, have to actually get on a plane, or, you know, maybe they do the whole, you know, ship thing. And you know about that terrible situation when you have like Chinese migrants trying to get in and they've been stored in a cabin and, you know, generally come here and they've died. But it's just a terrible situation. But I want to underscore this. You can't seek for political asylum unless you are at a port of entry on American soil. So that is why these people are doing that. And it's very unclear to me is that I don't know how the president thinks he can unilaterally change the law by saying we're going to make Mexico the waiting room, right? And now we know that because of the storm that came through, all the migrants that were at the border that were very close and could see the border are saying that, the mud, everything's a mess. It's unsanitary conditions. So they're moving everybody. The foreign ministry in Mexico is moving everybody to a larger venue. Apparently, there's something like a concert venue. It's further away. I want to say they said it was like 30 miles or something from the border. A lot of them don't want to go. They're concerned. They're like, no, we don't want to get any way further away. And of course, Tijuana's its own issue, right, with their own, poverty issues. But there was a kid that they put on the air and he broke my heart. He was about, I think he's like 11 years old. And this mom said that, her son has Down syndrome. And she's like, I just want to give him an opportunity. We have gangs in my community in Honduras and there's no way around it. Like it's extortion every day if you don't pay them money. And think about it. If you make like maybe $10 a day, and they're asking you for $40 like every week, the math doesn't add up. So people are like, what do we do? And if you're a woman, God forbid, you're more vulnerable. They're going to rape you and probably, kill you. And this happens. And then you have these other, it's just so sad. It really is just a really sad situation. And you have other families that say, look, right now at the, with the caravan that are at the border, say, look, my son is always sick here. If he's not vomiting, he has diarrhea, he has a persistent cough. I want to wait for asylum, but now I'm thinking I might just have to ask Mexico to deport me. And if they're lucky, maybe stay in Mexico and get a job. But we all know how bad that situation can be as well. So it's really, really tough. And again, you don't leave your country when there's so much comfort and decide, I'm just going to walk through a few countries. I'm over here trying to train for the LA Marathon, okay? I have really expensive tennis shoes. I have all the gear, and it's still really hard for me. I can't imagine for a second that if I had all the luxuries, like, running electricity, clean water, a job, and, safety, personal safety for my family, that I'd be like, oh yeah, I just want to go and figure this out with my little kids and try to walk from country to country in the elements and, put my safety and my child's safety at risk, because there's already danger where they are. So that's why this is the only other option. And yes, these are not the most educated people, but are we to pass so much judgment? And also I tell people who say, well, go back or whatever. I'm like, listen, you should be thankful that you won the birth lottery and you were not born there. In a situation like that anyway, because you could be born in a Latin American country or another third world country and come from a family with a lot of means, because there are a lot of wealthy people there, let me tell you. And those are the people that you're not going to see in the caravan because they have no need to come here. And I will say this, I would love to hear from the presidents of those Central American countries. Where are they? Where are they? Why haven't they come out not to say something? I mean, that does bother me. So when we come back, let's get into fashion. Fashionistas. Because I'm getting you prepared. I know it's a hard U-turn, but I'm getting you prepared for the holidays, okay? Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Mary Kate, that's how we do it here. We talk about everything.
Yay, fashion.
When every one of them is giving up and giving in, tell me, in this house of mine, nothing ever comes without a consequence or cost. Tell me, will the stars align? Will heaven step in? Will it save us from our sin? Will it? Because this house of mine stands strong. That's the price you pay. Leave behind your heart.
Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, 5:49 a.m. Oh, yes. We're up early, baby. We're making this happen. Okay, so remember we promised you fashion. Mary-Kate, don't get upset. Are you ready? Your favorite fashionistas. Yes. Paul and Patrick from Beverly Hills, Paula 2. Apparently, they're very busy dealing with the queen. I have no idea. I'm just kidding. They're in Jakarta, and apparently, we're not getting a very good signal. So we're going to have to postpone that. But let me give you some advice, because, listen, I've been around. I go to parties. I can give you some advice. I'm a fashionista of my own. Best party dresses for the ladies, allow me to say, you may want to consider a feather strap pencil dress. Mm-hmm. Or maybe a metallic stretch mini dress. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I'm having too much fun with this. Or a midi high neck rose dress. Huh? That sounds pretty fantastic. Or a silver sequence dress. All right. There's a lot that you can look at. And also for the guys, hold on, guys. I got you covered. I think what you should keep in your closet is ready to go for that, you know, cocktail attire for the office party. A suit in a darker color palette with or without a tie could work. Dress pants with a dress shirt, a nice one. Remember, keep maybe some dark wash jeans around with a nice blazer, a sports jacket. Shoes, maybe a brogue Oxford dress shoe. Huh? Look at that. Maybe with the for an outfit accent, if you will. You may want to consider a nice watch. Yeah. Or a silk tie, pockets or pocket square. Huh? Got you covered. I sure sound like I know what I'm talking about. And that's where I say, thank you, Google. All right. Well, we've got an amazing calendar section. It's pretty busy, by the way. But we also have two really cool guests because there's some big stuff happening. I feel like there's so much coming up now. This is it. We're in December. This is the last month of the year, and all the holiday parties are happening, all the big fundraisers. And I think one of the coolest fundraisers has been also for our incredible teams out there, you know, fighting the fires. You know, there's still a number of fire crews that are up north, for example, the Camp Fire, that are still using cadaver dogs to try to, you know, find missing persons. You know, the death toll has been is very high up there. And, of course, down here, you still have, you know, fire crews cleaning up and trying to figure out and keeping us safe, also now with the potential of mudslides, with the rainstorms and all of that happening. So I am so proud of my friend Georgiana Kelman. She's a special needs attorney. Lord knows that every district is afraid of her and regional center because she is a bad A, if you know what I'm saying. But she's more importantly an incredible daughter, an incredible mother, an incredible friend. So, Georgiana, thank you so much for being such a philanthropist. And you've got a big event coming up this week.
Oh, good morning, my friend.
Yes, good morning. You're going to do something to... and I know we've got, it's like star-studded celebrity bash, but I love that it's to benefit our firefighters.
Absolutely. This fundraiser is to benefit the Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation. They provide vital, vital funding. Where their city budget ends is where they begin. And they supplement the needs that the city cannot fund. And so it's such an important organization, especially in light of given events recently, the devastation of the fires. So Frank Leone, who owns La Loggia and Ceremony and the Village in Studio City, one of his friends approached them, whose husband is a firefighter, who knew many people very, very impacted by the fires, as we all do. So he approached me and said, hey, do you want to help me do a fundraiser for the LAFD Foundation? You know me? Absolutely. I'm like, yes. You know what? Is this the season? Any reason to throw a good party, right?
Yes.
Obviously, that's the fun part of this, the party. But it is so important to give back. It's December. So many people out there are impacted by this. So I wanted to do something where I could directly offer my help. And so we have this fabulous party planned this Wednesday. It's at Ceremony in Studio City.
So Ceremony Frank, Bar this Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Ceremony Bar in Studio City. Yes. Frank, who is the most given, philanthropic, generous human being, has opened the doors to his restaurant.
So Chef Frank Leone. Oh.
Yes. And he is underwriting the entire event, which is incredible. So we have a Cuban-themed evening. You know, I'm Cuban, so
yes.
That's what I know best. So we got Andy Garcia has jumped on board.
He's yeah, yeah.
Performing.
Folks, Grammy, Latin Grammy award-winning actor Andy Garcia is going to be there, okay? You hear that? I'm excited.
Absolutely. He's going to jump on with the band. He's going to be our finale performance at 10:30. We have actor Danny Pino from Mayans MC. He will be our host for the evening. And we have fabulous auction items. It's tapas-style Cuban-themed dinner. It's hosted cocktails all night. We've got DJ Splice, who's fabulous. We've got dancing. We've got dinner. We've got cocktails. We've got silent and live auction. Celebs. It's going to be a fabulous, fabulous evening. So we hope to raise lots and lots of money to be able to help this organization for the heroes that help us every day. You know, this is a fundraiser that impacts everybody.
Absolutely.
Everyone should get involved because at any given time in California, any one of us can be impacted by these horrific fires.
Boy, are you not kidding there, Georgiana. Yeah, it's so true. So I just want everybody to know, individual tickets are $100. You can reserve a VIP table, and that's a little bit more. But, of course, if you want more information, where should they go? Other than our website, of course, but where should they go directly?
We have the event on Eventbrite. So if you go to Cuban-themed holiday evening to benefit the Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation, that is on Eventbrite.
And okay,
then
perfect.
On Facebook, the same thing. You go to the Facebook page, Cuban-themed holiday evening to benefit the Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation. All the information is on
Perfect.
There. And I'm just throw in with your VIP table. You also get some Cuban cigars.
Ah, so. We will post it. I'll retweet too, and I'm gonna put it on there. Georgiana Kelman, an incredible woman. I kid you not. She's such a philanthropist. Thank you, because you go through, you're going through your own stuff, and yet you care so much about others. So thank you, Georgiana.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much. Everybody come join us on Wednesday.
All right. We'll see you then. Hopefully I may go out there and help co-host with Danny Pino. Because I heard, you know, Danny Pino is so good looking, but I will say he married, so I have to be on my best behavior. We also, thank you, honey. We want to bring on Pat Dixon. So Pat Dixon, who is our incredible therapy, pool therapy person that I love to death, because she, in fact, tell us about your event coming up, Pat. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Yes.
Well, we are excited that we're having, on December 15th, from 2 to 5 p.m., we're having dogs in the pool. You know, we are an aquatic therapy indoor heated pool.
In Long Beach.
And it's in Long Beach, yes, and it's a fundraiser to support our efforts at providing therapeutic aquatic and wellness programs to veterans and elderly and children with special needs. So normally we drain our pool every year. So this year we decided, before we drain the pool, why don't we let the dogs in?
Who let the dogs out?
Right. And so we're inviting people to, instead of walking their dogs that day, or in addition to walking their dogs that day, to bring them for a swim in our indoor heated pool.
I love it. I love it. Where do they go? Which website is that? Because we're up against the clock.
It's wcaaquatictherapy.com.
CA Aquatic Therapy, so CaliforniaAquaticTherapy.com. If anyone wants to get involved, I will also tweet something out about it. And we will post here on KFIAM640.com, keyword Sunday. Pat Dixon, love you. Thank you so much. And
love you
happy
too.
Holidays.
Same to you. And we hope to see you on December 15th.
Absolutely. We'll remind folks, too, as we go through the week. So thank you so much. Also, really quick here in the calendar section, as we continue with these great events, don't forget we're going to have on our website, too, Hanukkah at the Shops. That's happening over in the area of Westlake Village. The Comedy Store, they got a big John Waters Christmas show coming up. Also, LA Zoo Lights, that's pretty big. That's happening. And don't forget, we got the four pairs of tickets. Okay, really quick, four pairs of tickets. To the opening night, the Long Beach Engagement of Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream. The number is 1-800-520-1KFI. Guess what? The first caller gets them. Yeah. Call me right now. 1-800-520-1KFI. See, it pays to stay with us to the very end. I knew that. Family of four pack. I want to see the board light up here, guys, before we go. Family four-pack of tickets to the opening night, the Long Beach Engagement of Disney on Ice. The show is Dare to Dream, that you can win. 1-800-520-1KFI. What was that? You said, Elizabeth, what's the number? 1-800-520-1KFI. Oh, yeah, I think we got a winner. Give me a name. It's from the 562, maybe. Or is it the 805? Or is it the 310? Or is it the 323? All right, guys, I wish you an incredible week. Be good to one another. Oh, and I had a great week because it was my brother's birthday. Thank you, guys. Thank you all so much for all the love and the birthday wishes. You guys are the best. All right. I love you. I'll see you soon. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Jesus Christ Show, by the way, is next. KFI AM 640.